From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, it's Q&A. Here's Joel Geisler.
Hi, and welcome back. The question: what's the most important thing to know about introverts and communication? Well, I feel very strongly about this, so here goes. Introverts are not shy. They are not afraid to talk, and they don't dislike people. They're not hermits or wallflowers. Those are mischaracterizations often made by extroverts who can't understand why people couldn't be just like them. Here's what you need to know. Introverts are energized by the life of the mind. They do their best work in their heads. If they have ideas, they treat them like a cake in the oven. They want to bake them before they take them out, right, and present them. I do a lot of work with the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, and it's very important to me that we use it to help understand people, but not put them into little boxes, because we're all different. We may share some characteristics and some similarities, but we're different in so many other ways. Let me give you 10 things you should know about introverts. You've got number one. Here's number two. They're probably not going to be the first people to speak up at meetings. So what? It means they're listening. It means they're taking things in. You'll make a mistake if you think that means they're not a team player or they're not smart. They're processing, pulling threads together, often identifying lapses in logic. And when they do talk, they're worth listening to. Number three, social events, they can take a toll on introverts, not because they hate people, but because the ad-libbing, the working the room, that requires a certain amount of mental energy, and introverts would much prefer a one-on-one meaningful conversation with one person rather than shallow ones with a lot of people. In fact, friends of introverts will tell you they talk their arm off. That doesn't mean you shouldn't invite an introvert to a party or that an introvert isn't going to throw one. It just means that when it's all said and done, that introvert will probably like some downtime, some alone time or music time to charge his or her batteries. Number four, introverts can frequently prefer written forms of communication to oral communication. Not a big problem, except that if you only communicate in writing, well, emails don't have a personality and can cause misunderstandings, and you're missing chances to look people in the eye and really convey your message in a much more interactive way. So if that's you, if you're the introvert, or introverts are on your team and just using email or memos, encourage a mix of styles. Number five. Introverts may start their day in their office. They need to collect their thoughts, kind of get things ready, then ramp up to connect with people. If that doesn't cause a problem for you, then don't change that. If it does cause a problem, have a conversation about how they might better prepare for those meetings and connections they're going to have. Number six. Introverts may not be the first people to volunteer to MC an event. They don't think of themselves in that way necessarily. But, number seven, it doesn't mean they're not capable of doing it. In fact, I've seen introverts command a room as teachers, as presenters, and if you presume they can't do it, you're going to take away their chances of having the spotlight they deserve. Number eight. An introvert may not take advantage of an open door policy that you have. And you may think that they have nothing on their mind or nothing to say or don't want to connect with you. Nope, they would just prefer that you start the conversation and come to them. Number nine, introverts may be among the best listeners on your team. Listening just comes more naturally to introverts than extroverts, and because of that, people may gravitate toward them. They become the sounding board for people's hopes and dreams and frustrations and fears. And while that can be helpful to the talkers, it can become a burden for that introverted listener. So whether or not you, as a colleague or boss, are a good listener, you need to become that to take the burden off of those introverts. And number 10. Introverts can be extremely effective leaders, especially, according to research by Wharton Business School professor Adam Grant, if their teams tend to be very proactive, very energetic in coming up with ideas. Their leaders then, as introverts, sort of step back and let them go instead of overshadowing them with their own talk and ideas. So that's 10 things that you should know about introverts. But also know, as I always teach, that personality type explains you, it doesn't excuse you. And personality type is just one facet of the complex human being that we are. Next time, we'll talk about those extroverts. I'm Jill Geisler. Thanks for joining us.